after a huge W. I mean, yes. My God.
We bounced back. We absolutely bounced back.
Do you believe that team was down 1-0 at one point? It was an aberration. It was a blowout.
There was a time during this game that it was actually in doubt for me. I was like, yeah. Am I gonna watch this game while I'm on vacation and be upset? That's gonna really hurt.
Were you watching on your phone in bed? Like, what time of day was it?
Well, I'll tell you all about it after I say Tottenham Hotspur put on a thrilling display against West Ham United this past weekend, storming to a 4-1 victory and bursting the Hammers' bubbles along the way. Despite Mohamed Kudus striking first in the 18th minutes, Spurs were undeterred, or should I say, undispurred. Dejan Kulusevski got his flowers for all his unseen efforts when he equalized in the 36th minute, and it was all Tottenham after the half. Goals from Yi Basuma and Son Heung-min, plus a real boob of an own goal from Alphonse Areola, sealed the win as Tottenham bounced back from their clash against Brighton. Come on, you Spurs. You asked what time it was?
Yeah, it is cool. It is fun that the goalie's name was Areola.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
Areola, come on. That's good stuff.
It's funny. It's basically a nipple of a man.
Yeah. And he acted like a boob, did he not?
Yes.
Did
he not? That was good. Actually, that was good.
In the first half, I was like, damn, this guy is good. And I think he is a good goalie. I just didn't think we were going to be able to put anything past him, especially when they went to the low block after they were up one, because we really struggle against that low block. But yeah, no, we bounce back. I mean, you saw the highlights. Do you think that Kulu is just kind of an animal? I think he's easily the best Spur right now, possibly one of the best midfielders in the league.
I don't know. The Sun goal where he was just sort of faking left and right over and over again looked cooler to me than any goal. Although it was cool when that other goal hit both posts before going in. That's got to be rare.
Yeah, that's the that was the Kulu goal.
Yeah, like to hit the right post and then have it go all the way across and hit the left post. That's
a double.
It's got to be worth two goals. Like, I'm sorry, I know that you're always like accusing me of changing the rules,
changing
two
the game.
Posts.
Yeah,
one shot,
two posts, two goals. I mean, I don't hate it because it happened for Tottenham. Yeah. But it doesn't. It feels extra good because I feel like Tottenham we're so often denied by the woodwork. We're so often like just miss a clear cut chance. I don't know. Maybe that's every team. I'm sure it is every team, but it feels extra Spursy to me.
Yeah, there's always a moment or two where a goal is about to happen or doesn't, and that could be the change. When in a sport that's such a low-scoring sport, it's like one or two goals going the other way is just everything.
Right. People always say, if that went in, changes the game. If that had gone in. Yeah. If that had gone in, you would have won 1-0 because it was a scoreless draw. So, yeah. Goals do mean a lot. They count for a fuck ton in football.
Which is why it's so incredible that like the teams that win the season are like 38-2. You would think just like the variance of happenstance would like cause, I don't know, 10% of the games to not go your way, but that doesn't seem to happen.
Right, because there are some teams that just basically never lose. I mean, Man City pulled off another insane late win this weekend, like a 96th minute goal winner. And I think they might have done that. They did that. Oh no, they had a really late goal that let them tie against Arsenal.
Right.
So yeah, like it's also just crazy.
Baseball, the
amount of
better
late goals are wild. There's so many. You don't. There's no other sport where, I guess maybe basketball with overtime. But there's just so many game winners. There's so many late game winners.
Yeah, or it feels like it. I was saying in baseball, like the better team wins like 60% of the time. There's just a lot of variance. And a late goal feels like an extra innings home run or something.
Yeah, yeah. Because in football and soccer football, there always can just be like, you know, that I thought the first half we were playing great and things, we just weren't scoring. And I was like, well, one of these is going to go in. We're really playing our game. This is great. And then they countered, had a great goal. And I'm like, okay, well, now we can't win because they're not going to venture forward anymore. They're just going to park the bus and not let us pass. And they did.
Which is what people accuse the Spurs of not doing. They think Tottenham should do that more.
Right. They think, hey, if you have a one goal lead, try to protect it rather than trying to score five goals because all it does is leave you exposed.
Right.
But they're going to play their football, man. And I trust in Ange, tell you what.
So the West Ham Hammers did put their defense back and it still didn't matter?
I mean, I think it mattered. It took a really incredible goal from Kulishevsky to make it 1-1. And then when it was a tie game, then I think they had to push their line a little bit more. But even then, they were kind of parking. It seemed like maybe they were happy to play for a draw or happy to absorb the pressure and try to hit us on the counter. But once you have a goal on them, then they can't do that anymore. Then they have to venture out. And then the game opened up.
Is West Ham
good this
year?
That's when Sinaldo stepped in. No, they seem to be pretty bad. But they're usually a good team.
Yeah.
They're not bad, but they didn't have a great season last year. They're not having a great season this year. They have some good players. Jared Bowen, very good.
So it seems like the Spurs continue there, beating bad teams, losing to good teams. They're like a classic, 7th to 10th on the table kind of team.
Yeah, which is exactly where they are. But a lot of the other, those other top teams are playing, like Arsenal's playing Liverpool this week. Newcastle's been dropping points. Villa is just looking really good, but there's some opportunity for Tottenham to go further up the table. Now they're not too many points behind everybody.
I think I saw Arsenal lost.
They did. They got a red card. I forget who got the red card. Trossard, maybe? And lost 2-0 to Bournemouth, or Bournemouth, as they're traditionally known.
Yeah.
Remember our song, Bournemouth, Where's Your Declan Rice?
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy?
He's on Arsenal.
Oh,
so the song actually really makes sense for that game.
He went from Bournemouth to Arsenal, and then Bournemouth beat Arsenal.
Yeah, well, Bournemouth, Where's Your Declan? Actually, he went from West Ham to Arsenal.
Oh, I see, yeah.
still, the song is Bournemouth, Where's Your Declan Rice? So they played Declan Rice.
Yes, exactly.
So it's kind of apropos.
The song still makes sense.
What did you make of the Kudus red card on your friend?
I thought that was... I'm always confused when it's a red card versus a yellow. The refs seem to know exactly what's going on. Like in football, I'm very primed in. Like I know that's pass interference, so that's not technically a hold. With soccer, it's just like everything looks fine, or maybe a yellow or maybe a red, and I can never tell.
Yeah. I also have a hard time with it, but that one seemed like a pretty... When he got a yellow, I was like, this is insane. Surely they're looking at it. And sure enough, they were. Because he hit two Tottenham players in the face. Basically, if you connect with anybody's face with your hand, even if it's an accident after the play, you're gonna go off.
Yeah.
And he borderline, it was an accident on Mickey, but he certainly meant to do it on Sarr. And before that, he was kind of just kicking wildly at Mickey's legs.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
After he'd committed a foul. So it seemed like he was like, I know I'm getting a red, so I'm just going to slap everybody type situation.
I guess if you're already getting a red, you should go down swinging.
Right. But no, I think I guess you're right, because he's going to get suspended regardless.
So, like, it's like, if you're going to foul, you might as well prevent the other guy from scoring.
Right.
If I'm already punished.
What whiplash to go from scoring the leading goal, the only goal, could be the game winner, could be the deciding goal if you can keep the lead, to slapping two Tottenham players, kicking another, butting heads with Richarlison, and going and walking off the field.
At least you don't have to run anymore.
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah, and he still gets paid, right? It's not like you're not getting the cash.
He's getting his good salary for sure.
So who's next? What happens now?
There's a Europa match, AK Alkmaar, I think, on Thursday.
These are so weird. The season just stops and starts over and over.
Yeah, there's AK Alkmaar, then there's Palace, then there's Man City for the Carabao, then a two-week international break.
I can't follow.
Probably not an international break. I'm not actually sure, but I think that's generally the schedule. Their next Premier League game is Sunday away at Palace.
Oh, okay. We can beat fucking Crystal Palace.
We should be able to beat Crystal Palace. We should be able to. So,
and they're named after a mall, right?
You can't count on anything. Right, exactly.
Crystal Ball. Which is seemingly a winnable game.
Like a crystal ball at Cher.
That could be a fucking song that they sing there. They're so random with their chants.
Probably.
They just sing songs from 2004.
Who was the man of the match for you? Because for Sky Sports, it was Dejan Kulusevski.
Yeah, it was the double post. Although I did feel Sun's impact on the game more than that.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like even the Areola own goal was such a result of Sun's pressure there, you know? Like,
that's not an own goal to me. Like, an own goal is when you kick the ball into your own net. What happened there was Sun kicked it so hard it hit off the goalie and into the goal. That's a goal.
I mean, it was borderline a deflection. You know, he's kicking at the goal. They try to make a defensive stop. It dribbles through everybody's legs with some contact. I do kind of think an own goal is harsh. You also really hate to see your goalie get an own goal.
Yeah, like, that's
it's just like,
burger.
Yeah, he lost it while he was dribbling.
Yeah.
But yeah, also the other big news was Madison coming off at halftime. Because people usually think he's, you know, one of our better, more creative attacking players. It wasn't quite clicking. People questioned the decision, should matters really come off. But Sarr changed the game. Sarr had some really decisive passes that resulted in goals.
Where's Sarr from?
Senegal, I believe. Pape Matar Sarr.
Yeah, because there's a basketball player. The number 2 pick was also an Alex Sarr, but he's from France.
Interesting. Very interesting.
There's no way.
I mean colonialism seems like it's possible.
I mean, there's no way, though. They're not the same person for sure.
They wouldn't be the same person, but they could be twins.
Or at the very least, father and son.
Yeah.
What about the defensive mistake with your boy? We're not going to talk about it. I mean, he almost cost them the game.
Like, what do you mean?
It ended up being 4-1, but Pedro Porro's got to be Quiet, fucking Dingo. Back on that. Like he can't just let the guy in the box there. He totally was caught sleeping. He was caught napping.
Maybe, but that's going to happen every once in a while.
I was so mad at him.
You mad at Pedro?
I DM'd him a death threat. I
want him to delete his
Instagram.
Yeah, he deletes his Instagram, Brennan Johnson style.
Yeah. Or I haven't done my job as a fan. I'm a casual and I'm trying to get these people to fucking delete their Instagram.
Now I can't even really remember the buildup, but I thought it was just, I guess Kudus is pretty open in the box.
Yeah, it
right?
was a cross and then the Spurs defender was behind the guy and he just booted it in.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they're making a lot of the Tottenham goals are a result of them kind of like not able to clear out from the pressure. Like, wasn't it also a missed clearance that led to the cross?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I want to see them just like boot the ball or kick it out of bounds for a throw. Just like everyone's, it seems like they're almost too proud to play that type of football. They're like, we're playing our build-up play. We're trying to get on a counter. They're constantly thinking about getting the ball forward, which I do. Well, yeah, I mean, part of me likes, so I can't question it. We're playing Ange Ball, and that is what I signed up for.
Yeah, a high octane offense. You just got to outscore the other team. I wonder who has like the best defense in the Premier League, where it's like it's really, really hard to score on them.
I think Arsenal. I think it's very hard to score against Arsenal.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Well, Bournemouth had no problems whatsoever.
Well, as long as they didn't have an extra guy, as long as they were playing 11 on 10, they could do it.
It was easy. Yeah. It's really easy. What about best goalie in Premier League? Is there like a guy who's considered the GOAT?
Maybe, I don't know. They're all so good. Maybe Man City, Ederson. David Raya was also like a very sought out. Oh, Al Becker from Liverpool.
Kind of older. Becker.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if I could have my choice of goalkeepers, I'd want ours, Vicario.
Which is, yeah. I don't mind Areola just for the fucking name of it all. Like, he's not very good, Areola, but it's funny. Yeah.
That's true. Did you see, talking about funny goalies, did you see Vicario's hat?
No.
Did you know that a goalkeeper could wear a hat?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. He was wearing a hat. He just got to it. He had a hat on all game.
Like a fucking brimmed hat.
Yeah. Just a blue Tottenham hat with a little Tottenham mascot on it.
You can do that?
I guess you can if it's sunny enough.
the player Sunny?
Yeah, right. Sunny can always wear it because he's constantly shining.
I feel like it's hard to head something if you're wearing a cap.
Yeah, goalie doesn't really ever have to head anything though because he can use his hands.
Yeah. What about a fucking visor? He looks like a goddamn tennis player out there.
Yeah, it's a bit, that's so funny.
He's wearing a fucking hat.
What if he just tried it? Like, he didn't ask anybody. All the other teammates were like, well, hey, this guy's in a hat. He can't be in a hat. Ref is like,
I would knock nothing his in the hat rule off book
that says you can't wear a hat.
Trying to score, just fucking flip. Hey, that's my hat.
Hey, my cap.
That's a yellow card. He took my hat. I don't have a hat now.
There's nothing in the rules that says that you can't touch your hat because there's nothing even about hats. So anything goes.
A backwards cap?
Yeah. Can you wear a backwards hat? Then it kind of defeats the purpose that you're saying you're wearing the hat for.
Can you wear a fedora? What kind of hat?
A fedodo.
Where do they draw the line?
A fedodo for Vicario.
A fucking beanie with a little ball on top. Like, at what point is it not okay?
I don't know.
Was it that sunny?
It seemed like it. It looked like it was pretty sunny on the pitch. Yeah.
What about sunglasses? Can a goalie wear sunglasses?
I don't know. Well, maybe they wouldn't want to. I'm not sure.
I mean, they might as well embrace their full volleyball player aesthetic.
Yeah. Does he have to wear a shirt? He's already wearing a different shirt.
Wear colored contacts?
Yeah, he's wearing different stuff than every. He's allowed to wear. He's so unique. He's allowed to wear gloves. Allowed to use his hands. Allowed to wear a hat. Apparently, wears a different shirt. It can be long sleeve if he wants.
Yeah.
Or is it always long sleeve? It seems like it's always long sleeve, right?
A bright jersey.
Is the goalie's jersey always long sleeve? Maybe not always.
Yeah, it can't be always because what if it's really hot?
That's a question.
I guess ultimately you just wear a hat.
Yeah, you can always cool down with a mesh visor.
When you buy a goalie's jersey, is it the goalie jersey or is it the classic jersey with the goalie's name on the back?
Can you call it the keeper? The goalie is, it's it's tacky, okay?
So who's Tottenham's the keeper, goalies?
Keeper's
keeper
kit.
Name?
The kit of the keeper. Yeah. You don't buy a jersey of the goalie, okay? This isn't hockey, all right?
A keeper you buy kit. What's the guy's name?
The keeper kit.
Vicario.
Guglielmo. Vicario. Italian. Udinese, I believe.
Yeah, it looks like it's bright yellow that you buy. So that's right. That is his specific one, right?
Yeah. And you can buy. Can you buy his hat now?
He can't buy his hat.
You can buy
he
the
can
match
wear any hat,
hat
he wants. He was wearing a Laker hat. That's kind of cool, actually.
He was wearing a That's Dawes Folks hat.
a bicycle messenger hat. A cappy. That's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll buy that. I'll buy that keeper kit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
All right, solid win. I mean, what else can we say? It was this is what we came for. A lot of goals, a lot of action, a come-from-behind victory.
Really beautiful ball movement. That's the Tottenham that I want to see. Where are you at on your journey to becoming fully Coys?
Well, there's one thing working for me is that I'm following them on Twitter. So I do get a lot of information, news, and videos, which is good.
Nice.
The hard part is the time of day. Like these 6 a.m. starts are very difficult for me.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
So I need more night games. But I am getting more used to the players. And I am like finding myself checking the score because when it's like on Twitter, I'm like, oh, that's good. So I find myself passively rooting for them.
All right. That's great. You should follow them on Instagram too. If you're fully Coys.
I mean, you
follow Boner Mouth. You follow Areola.
Yeah, but he has really good stories. He posts really good stories.
I wonder what he posted. Do you think he posted after the loss, Alphonse Areola?
This one's on me. I should have prevented more goals. And fuck it if I didn't score one on my own ass.
Right. At least I put the ball in the back of the net, something the rest of the team couldn't do.
How random is that? I scored.
You don't want to see my name on the score sheet.
That sucked. Well, I do specifically because it's Areola. But yeah, most fans don't.
Right.
All right. Good win. Great W. See you. For the, what'd you say, AK Karzadagan
Europa Thursday? Yeah. That's a night
game. That's
got
to be a victory.
It's good timing for you.
Oh, that is good. Okay, I'll watch that one. Cool. We'll see you guys next week. Coys.